This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're joined by Mark Herz, CHS Agronomy Technical Product Specialist, to discuss the value of soil testing to inform crop planning this fall. Mark, fall just around the corner, harvest not that far away. Why is it such a good time this fall for growers to conduct their soil tests?
I see two distinct advantages. One, with harvest being completed and over, your time schedule workload changes a little bit, where you've got a little more free time and flexibility to go out and pull these samples. The second would be the length of time between your getting your data back and your next crop. So you've got all those winter months to sit down and strategize and put together a good plan for the 2022 crop.
So soil testing every year would be important, but why is this year so critical for next year's crop success?
Well, it sets the stage for that crop. We want to be efficient and profitable. And that's everyone's goal. To do that, you need good information, good data, so you can make good decisions. And that first layer of data is actually your soil sample report. And then from there, you build everything off of that. But that's the first step, the first stage, and you build from there. And that's how you put together a solid plan going into next year.
What should growers consider in a late season soil testing program?
I think the biggest thing to remember is that a quality sample equals quality data. You know, so you want representative samples going into the lab, so you get representative data coming out that covers most of your acres. And you know, some cases you may have to do some homework. If you're not really familiar with your fields, you may want to pull out your soil survey map, look at soil types of the field you're going to sample. In some cases, you know, you may be 90% one soil type and 10% another soil type. In that case, I would only sample the 90%, the majority of the soil type, because that's going to be most representative. You may go down the road and have another field that is 50-50 split between two soils. And in that case, if we pull one composite sample and mix those together, you're only going to get an average. You're not going to hit the bullseye on both soil types. So in that case, I think I would pull two separate samples, send them in, and manage those separately.
So each year, there's a lot you can learn in that field and from a soil test that can help you next year.
Absolutely. You know, it's a continual thing. You're soil sampling multiple years. You're building a database. You're building trend lines. You're layering that with your yield history, your applications. And really the goal is to become as efficient and profitable as you can.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Mark Herz, CHS Agronomy Technical Product Specialist. And thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.